Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, indeed. Rolling in hour three, but not really. Kind of a half hour because we hand things off to LSU Sports at 6:30. Pre-game coverage of game two between LSU and Auburn. First pitch from the box tonight at 7 p.m. I'm Christian Garrick. Welcome on in. Mark Menard at Master Control. On the line with us right now, Ryan Fitzgerald, director of NOLA Gold Rugby. He's the GM. Known him for a while. Ryan, how are you, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, brother?
Good. Former Marine as well, so I just want to make sure that everybody knows that. You know, I'm very proud of my service, so is Ryan. And, Ryan, first off, how'd you get this gig, man?
I've moved down here from Wisconsin about 10 years ago. This September will be 10 years ago. I've been playing rugby. It's been about 16 up in Wisconsin and throughout the Marine Corps as well. And then coming back in Milwaukee when I was home. Well, when I came down here in 09, met up with Tim Falcon. And I was playing with his oldest son, Jared Falcon, at the time. And then eventually Cam Falcon and Brennan came along as well, you know, playing, coming up the ranks as well. But playing for the New Orleans bench team for years. Eventually got into scouting with the Senior Bowl and with the NFL for 3 years. At the time, after my third year with the Senior Bowl, at that exact same time as well, kind of as that third year was finishing up at the Senior Bowl, about to go into my fourth year, Tim Falcon, our owner, had the opportunity, and that's when, you know, Major League Rugby kind of started up, and Tim kind of pushed his chips in and got New Orleans in and called me up and offered me the job as the general manager for NOLA Gold.
What's it been like? How's the experience been?
Once in a lifetime. I mean, amazing. It's been awesome to kind of be a part of this from the start and kind of build this kind of brick by brick. And, like, you know, not just myself, I'm saying, like, you know, the whole entire team, from our ownership, our staff, our entire coaching staff, all the players. And I think every time I talked to a player, recruited a player, scouted a player, we kind of use that piece. As like, you know, we're building this from the ground up. And I think a lot of the players really embrace that and really like being a part of that and part of that challenge. And it's been really exciting. I mean, something as a rugby player in the United States, you talked about for years of how awesome it would be to have professional rugby here in the United States. And sure enough, not only is it here in the States, it's right here in our backyard in New Orleans.
Ryan, you've scouted college players, projected them to the NFL. How different is it scouting? Are the same principles, same kind of tools or traits, unique skill sets? I mean, are you looking for similar qualities that you did in a football player?
Yeah, there really is a lot. I mean, obviously, there's, you know, it's two different sports, obviously, but there is an extreme amount of overlap. You know, extreme of the qualities as far as the character of a guy, the hard work, the toughness, you know, how fit the guy is, coachable, you know, being a leader, leaving your ego at the door, all those things apply. And all those things are red flags or, you know, check, you know, a plus in the plus column as far as if you're scouting football or rugby, either one, you know. So it's a little bit different of a unique situation with rugby, especially with, you know, a lot of guys coming from overseas, guys coming from out of college, guys here locally, guys in the States versus obviously, you know, with football, with a draft process. But even if you are drafting with the NFL process, you are still doing your evaluation. You're still doing your due diligence in the background. And, you know, there's been times where we've had an opportunity where maybe we passed on a player that, you know, maybe had a little bit more God-given ability, but, had the God-given ability, but we really just kind of want, you know, as far as a pure athlete, but we really, the culture and, you know, the brotherhood and everybody kind of coming together was really a massive thing that we wanted to build off of. You know, the men's club here for years has had that. And I think that was really, really imperative that we had to have it as well. That was kind of a key selling point. And I think, you know, these guys genuinely like each other. You know, they like I said, they not only do they battle on the field and at training day in and day out, but when they do have time off, you know, they're together. You know, they, like you said, it's a long grinding season. And like I said, you know, leaving your ego at the door and everybody knowing their exact role is the key to success.
Ryan Fitzgerald, general manager of the NOLA Gold Rugby, and they got their final home game of the regular season tomorrow against the Houston SaberCats. 4 o'clock start time over there on the campus of Shaw High School. And Ryan, I got to tell you, you guys had me out there along with my dad a couple weeks ago. I think when y'all, it was the first matchup with the Austin Elite Rugby.
Yep.
And
yep.
It was a great environment. I mean, I loved the environment. It's just rare can you go on the field after a professional sporting event and hang out with the players, take a picture, shake their hand, et cetera,
right.
Run around on the field. And it's a very intimate setting over there.
Yeah, it really is. Like I said, and I think that's kind of another big key selling point, a key difference, like you said, with professional sports is the rugby players, you know, rugby in general, really embrace that of like, you know, getting in the community, getting the fans out there, shaking hands, getting to really know our old boys that have played before us, where, you know, for the men's club. Here in New Orleans especially, I've kind of said it before, you go on the road to some other places, you play some other neutral sites or something, you know, it's the concessions, everybody running it is, you know, a staff member. Just have a staff shirt on, you don't know. Here in New Orleans, just like everything, just like every crawfish boil or everything, it's kind of one big family, you know. So we have people, all the old boys that have played before us on this, and our men's team here are out there cutting grass, helping line field, doing everything's concessions. So are, you know, the girlfriends, wives, everything. So it's really got that, you know, real family culture atmosphere that, like I said, I think a lot of players, not only fans, but also the players that bought into, you know, coming from maybe across the world.
Ryan, Scott Alexander wanted me to ask you this question. Playing rugby, did it help being a former Marine? Did it help you be a better rugby player?
Being a former Marine, did it help me be a better rugby player?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I started rugby, like I said, I started rugby in high school, and then, you know, eventually went right from high school, right, you know, rugby and right into the Marines. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's like I said, it's I know everybody obviously talks about the ultimate sport, and football is the ultimate sport as well. You know, it's team sport, but I think rugby, without a doubt, has an edge for sure, especially when you have to play both sides of the ball. And I think in the Marine Corps, there's some crossover there as well. You know, everybody, especially when you're in an unit, you're in an infantry unit, everybody's got to know each other's job. You know, everybody's got to pick each other up and know each other's job. And I know their exact role, and I think rugby relates to that in many, many ways. You know, but you're not just playing offense, you're not just playing defense, you're playing both. And you got to hold your own weight, and there's no place to hide out there. And the Marine Corps is the same way. You know, you will get exposed pretty quickly, as you know, if you are the weak link. You know, so everybody's got to pull their own weight, and I think that's a, you know, really good comparison with rugby and football, rugby in the Marine Corps.
Ryan, what's the fan support been like? What's the reaction been like? And especially this year, you guys are highly successful, and have you noticed an uptick in attendance?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, not the attendance, you know, as far as on social media and everything. But you're driving down the street, I'm at a red light, and you see, you know, a person in front of you, and they got a NOLA Gold sticker in the back of the vehicle. And you see them much, much more than you did last year. Obviously, that always helps when you're off and rolling and you're winning. You know, this town, more than any place I've ever been to, loves winners, you know, so... but yeah, the fans have been outstanding. They it really, like I said, they really enjoy it. Our crowd, our home atmosphere is second to none, as expected with New Orleans fans. So couldn't do it without them. I've been saying from day one that we've been here to the guys the first day of training camp, it'll take the whole town and the whole city to win this thing. You know, from the guys that are on the roster to the fan base, our old boys, everybody, family, we need everybody to win it. So can't thank them enough for coming out, and we need you on Saturday as well.
Ryan, when you think of general manager, right, I always have this perception general manager either of the Saints or perhaps the Pelicans, right? And there's not a whole lot of things that they're doing as far as getting their hands dirty and going out there, perhaps, you know, whether it's, I don't know, helping sod the field or you know, sprinkle the field, you know, water the field. You're doing literally everything, right? You're not just sitting in your office going, I'm evaluating this film, I'm evaluating this player, or I got to think about adding this to our training regimen, or we're booking an out-of-town trip to the West Coast because we're playing back-to-back weeks out on the West Coast. I mean, you're doing everything.
Right. Yeah, I think that also relates to the Marine Corps as well. As you know, no matter how high you got in the Marine Corps, everybody stepped on those yellow footprints at boot camp, you know. And I think from to get this thing off and rolling, you know, and eventually, obviously, as the years go on, it gets, you know, gets more and more. But to get this thing off and rolling, you got to do whatever it takes. You can do whatever it takes, not only just to win, but to make it successful. So if that means you got to, you know, carry bags, you carry bags. If that means you got to cut the grass, you cut the grass, you know. So, and the players do the same, you know. You know, so, you know, between our old boys, our players, our coaches, everything that, like I said, we're all in. Whatever it takes to succeed, we're in on it, you know. And I think that's kind of, you know, another very, very unique thing that rugby has compared to other sports, you know. So we embrace it, and we love it, you know, love the grind.
Ryan Fitzgerald, NOLA Gold General Manager. Ryan, I've known you for a few years now. I'm super pumped about your success and the success of the NOLA Gold. You guys got a really fun product out there. And again, it's not just Ryan saying it. I've been out there. It's really fun. And look, it's a good family environment. It's wholesome. And at the same time, it's entertaining. And I think you guys got a reasonably priced ticket to see professional sports. Ryan, thanks a bunch for the time.
Can't thank you enough, Christian. Appreciate it, brother.
You bet. You bet. Semper Fi, man. 4 o'clock start time tomorrow against the Houston Sabercats. NOLA Gold over there at Shaw High School. It's fun. I'm telling you. I'm not getting paid at all to talk about them or anything. But the time I've been out there, highly, highly entertained. And, I mean, you get into it. The crowd gets into it. NOLA. I mean, it's something else. It's a lot of fun. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Hanging out with Mark Menard during the break, and throughout the show, we've been discussing, okay, because let's be clear. I'm not a big fan of the millennial generation, all right? But he points out that we're actually, he and I, Mark's 40, I'm 41. So he said, Christian, I think you're a millennial. And I was like, there's no way. Like, I am not a millennial. I knew the line of demarcation didn't go to 1978. But he came up with some other generation that I haven't really heard of, the Zennial, right? It's crossover.
Kind of, it's you're in the transition phase between Generation X and Millennials, and you kind of have a little bit of both of those in your personality. And the way it's mostly defined is that you had an analog childhood and a digital adulthood.
Yeah, I get that. But I also believe that while that might be true, you either have certain principles or you don't. You know what I mean? So that also defines you as well.
Well, I think you're defined by the fact that you want to shake your fist at millennials, and if you are one, then that's going to really cut into your ability to
I don't want to shake my fist. I kind of want to grab them by the neck, actually. Grab them by the back of their head. I'm not a Zennial, okay? I am a Generation Xer, okay? That's it, period.
Well, you can have that.
I'm a Gen X.
Gen X goes all the way till about 79 or 80. You can really embrace either one of those if you want.
Yeah, I'm a Gen X. There's no any olds anywhere associated with what I claim is my generation.
I'll be over here with the Zennials. We got punch and pie.
Go ahead. You actually prefer the analog, though, you said.
I do. I'm an analog guy. Like, I like record players and old technology and stuff. Like, I like the analog.
Well, I think that's more vintage, right?
And I like computers, too. Don't get me wrong. Computers are a huge advancement. And, you know, having a little tiny computer in your pocket where you can look up anything you want, that's pretty darn convenient.
But records weren't at the height. I mean, tapes were in our generation.
Kind of. I mean,
cassette tapes.
I had records when I was a kid, though.
Yeah, I didn't fool too much with records. My dad had them, obviously, but I was the cassette tape, then remember the DVD. Oh, wow. Well, this little slender little disc can slide right into your music player.
And the Discman.
Yeah,
where the Discman. If you took any step at all, it would skip.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not an analog guy. I do remember the first word processor. Thought that was cool. I was living in West Point, New York with my parents. We got this. What is this thing? You type on it? It goes, and remember how slow, remember the old printer?
Yeah,
how slow it took to print?
The dot matrix printer. And that sound.
All right.
If you've heard the sound, you'll remember the sound.
Oh, yeah.
That and the dial-up internet sound. You'll yes. remember both of those very vividly if you ever had to deal with them.
The AOL, you've got mail.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. We're sounding a little old. Anyway, but for the record, no Xennial for me, no any old for me at all.
Well, you can be over there with the Gen Xers.
Gen
That's
X,
fine.
Baby. Gen You're allowed. X. All right, we're going to push out of here momentarily. Before we do, I want to thank Mark Menard at Master Control, Stephen Geller for helping us put together the program, and you, the audience. You guys have been outstanding with response, conversation. Got a lot of things we talked about over the last 48 hours in particular. And, of course, Diane Newman, our executive producer and program director. Everybody have a safe and happy weekend. Be careful. Go enjoy all the festivals. I think, Bayou Boogaloo this weekend. LSU baseball tonight, game 2 of their series with Auburn. 6:30 pregame in about 90 seconds. First pitch at 7 p.m. Game 3 tomorrow at the box at 2 p.m. for the regular season finale. That is also senior day at the box. LSU's trying to improve their resume to be a regional host site. They sweep Auburn, that might be enough, but you want to see them get at least two out of three against Auburn and go get two wins next week in Hoover in the SEC baseball tournament. Once again, everybody have a great and safe weekend. I'm Christian Garrick. Talk to you guys on Monday. Semper Fi, I am out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.